Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, March 17th, and we know you love us. That's why we're here every morning for you. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
And we're here despite the fact we are both very sleepy. And
we're not the most chipper folks this morning.
Yeah, but that's okay. We'll pick up the pace here in a few minutes. We do not have a studio guest today, but we expect a phone guest to call. So I hope she calls. I try to confirm, didn't get an answer, but that doesn't mean anything. She'll probably still call. She's a musician from New York, and it should be a fun interview.
Yeah.
So yesterday, you were very busy, and we had to cancel the show yesterday because I got a text from you in the morning, and I was actually relieved. I needed to go on sleeping.
No way, really?
I needed to go on sleeping. I was sort of like grateful in a way.
Yeah.
And but so you sent me a message. You were like up all night, right?
Yeah. So I had a 9 p.m. call time, which I told you about the previous day.
Right.
And it was a new hall. So I was like, okay, you know, a lot of times I'll only end up being on set for, you know, 5 or 6 hours or whatever. So it's like not that bad. Right. But then I got the extensive call sheet. And my scene was scheduled for 3:15 a.m., which still would have been fine because, you know, maximum that you're supposed to allow for is like a 12-hour day. So 9 to 9, right? Worst case scenario.
But what were you going to do for 6 hours?
Well, you know, usually we'll finish up in about 6 hours on this particular show. But this went to 12.
No, but I meant from 9 till... Okay, they told you you'd be up at 3. So that's from 9 to 3. That's 6 hours.
What makeup, hair and makeup.
Really? That takes up a long time.
Oh, my gosh. This particular one show did because we had prosthetics. Lots of prosthetics.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you sent me a picture. Was that a prosthetic or was that like just your face painted?
That was my face with prosthetics on my mouth.
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought it was painted on. So you looked like the Joker, actually, from Batman.
Yeah.
Right?
And then, like, but my whole body was done, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a really extensive process. Like, it took a long time. And I can't post pictures until after it airs. So once it airs, you guys will be flooded. It's really freaking cool. Yeah. And so that was cool.
What kind of prosthetics did they put on your body, though?
You know, just, I don't know the technical name of them, but they're just...
No, but what parts of the body, what was it supposed to signify, let's say? I mean, I can understand on the face, it changes your face and everything.
Right. Well, on the body, we had gills.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So...
Oh, my God.
I know. So, yeah.
It didn't look very pretty, though, you know?
No. It was
so that's
bizarre.
A scary movie kind of thing?
It's a series.
It's a series, right.
Yes.
But is it like horror one?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a, yeah, it
okay.
is. So.
That explains it.
Yeah. So anyways, it was interesting. But long story short, I was still sitting there when the sun came up. And like they just got to our scene like right before the sun came up and because they can't film in the light.
In the daylight.
You know.
Right.
But then they had to do some pickup shots. So we ended up going overtime, and it was just a mess. And then my sister was on a road trip, or is on a road trip, my sister Brooke.
Wow.
So, yeah. So she's traveling up Route 66 all the way. They had planned to just, like, come to Arizona. But she called me at 9 p.m. when I was on my lunch break on set, and or 10 or so, and was like, hey, I think we're going to make it all the way to California.
Whoa.
So I was so excited.
Yeah.
So part of me was kind of running on adrenaline. So I got off set by the time because it took like an hour for them to undress me, like,
right.
you know. And so by the time I got off set, it was like 10. And then I like didn't even have time to shower. And but, you know, I had everything off, so I just redid my makeup or whatever. And then went to two auditions. One.
Oh, my God.
I know. One at, like, 12, and then the other one at, like, 1:30. And then I met Brooke for lunch in Santa Monica when they got here.
Oh, so they're already here.
Well, they just, like, came and then turned right back around.
Really?
Yeah, because they're on a road trip.
Yeah, and, I know. Wow, I was going to ask you to bring her on to the show.
I know. No, I will next time she's here. Yeah. Like, she has a lot to say because she's actually really involved in politics. She works for Andy Murr, who's, like, a state rep for Texas at the Capitol. Yeah, so... Anyways, but yeah, and I just like wanted her to stay longer, and I was like, oh God, I wish you guys didn't have to go. But they had to be back in, you know, in Texas by like Friday.
Oh,
so okay. Had they stayed, I mean, there's like, they basically would have just had to like drive continuously, and that's like not practical. So
right, exactly, exactly. So
they had to get back on the road, and then I got home, had a lot of like emails to catch up on. And I was like, I'm not even tired.
Like, yeah, you're like your third wind or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's wow. Like, you know, when adrenaline kicks in.
Right.
And you know, like, I was really excited because Brooke was here and her friend Sierra. And, you know, like, things have been going good. I've been getting lots of work and everything. Yeah. So I finally went to sleep around 11. And then this morning, I was like the walking dead.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God, Sam. You know, I like, hate my life. I was like, somebody just kill me right now.
Wow.
But, no, I'll be...
Well, thank you for making it in.
Of course.
It's
my pleasure. And I was sad I missed yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
But I have an agency meeting after this, so hence why I'm like minus my face that's not on yet. The rest of me is like the rest of me is like decently presentable. Because yeah, I have I've been looking for an agent recently. Yeah. It's very tough to find a good one.
Really?
Yeah, because you know you can get on a. Like where I'm at in my career right now, I could get on with a big agency, but I'd probably end up getting lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
You know, because they have other clients that are higher priority than I would be.
Right. You want to be the big fish in the small pond, right?
Right. You do. Yeah. In my opinion, you do.
Right.
I mean, some people are like, oh my God, my dream is to just be signed with like William Morris Endeavor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but they're just going to not even like
exactly.
work for
you're
you.
You're not the celebrity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. They're not making any money. I mean, like, so they don't care.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, I speak generally. I'm sure there are some agents there that do care about developing talent. But, right. you know, it's not going to be as good. So what I've been looking into is like boutique agencies that are like really good. And they still represent like stars.
Right.
I mean, not
right.
like A-listers. But
they get you the work, right?
Yeah. I think so. I hope so. So it's getting to the point now where I'm just... I'm working enough on my own, which is like pretty exciting, just getting my own work to make a living.
That's
almost
true,
which is
huh?
like most agency represented talent can't even say that. So it's time for me to kind of get someone to start managing some stuff. So
I'm hoping
it works out.
So you're telling us that it's not enough to have an agent, you still have to go and do a lot of the footwork yourself.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Right?
And I mean, you can
and that's what some people probably don't understand. They're like sitting at home and bitching their agent why they're not getting them anything.
Right. And I mean, you like you can talk to any like working actor or aspiring working actor because most people wouldn't even qualify as that.
Right.
Because it's hard. I mean, not to knock it. It's, like, hard.
Yeah, everybody's fighting for the same roles.
Right, and I mean, it's so funny because I come from a business background, and, like, from a business background, what I'm doing and, like, how the industry works is just, like, so impractical. Like, you know, it's just, like, the odds are completely against you.
Exactly, exactly.
It's not a very rational business savvy thing to do.
Right, but you do it because you love it. You
exactly,
know?
Yeah. So it's like emotions take over and all the practicality goes out the door. But so that's exactly the case. And a lot of people, that's why it's important to get a good agent who really believes in you because, you know, almost 90% of the agency represented people I talk to, you know, will tell me that they get most of the work on their own.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, no one's going to fight harder for yourself than you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, but it's easy to get an agent. It's hard to get a good one.
Right. To get the sales, right?
Yeah. It's exactly. hard to get a good one. So, yeah. And just to find that match.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. You got to have a match also. If you butt heads all the time, not a good idea.
Right. And the hardest thing, too, is my demographic is incredibly difficult. Because there are such a massive number of us here. I mean, if you're, you know, like even your demographic, you would probably have an easier time getting an agent.
You think?
Because it's less, there's less competition, of you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying that most of them are in their 20s, 30s, and there's a lot of competition.
Right. Oh, of course.
Wow.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, most people, by the time they're 40s or 50s, if it hasn't really worked out for them, they're like, okay, let's cut our losses
and
move on to something else, you know?
Yeah, find something else.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, how many young girls come out to L.A. to make it in the business?
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, even what I got my degree in, broadcast journalism, I mean, how many of them are out here trying to be entertainment reporters?
Right,
like,
exactly.
So
everybody and their cousin.
Right, exactly. So, you know, with such a large pool to choose from, it makes it that much harder.
Right. You see, but that's the thing, is that you have to open yourself up to other opportunities. And that's what I appreciate about you, is the fact that you find other work, you know, and you manage to stay busy, you know. And I mean, I've seen other people your age and they don't do anything, you know, they just wait.
Yeah.
So I think you're doing the right thing and you're still young, you know. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. You just keep doing what you're doing until, you know, you hit, all you need is one big break, you know, and that can make,
right.
That can make your career. So you never know.
That's so true.
You know, and so never say, never give up, because you never know what's just around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, there is work. It just, you have to be more open and not say, okay, well, I'm not going to do commercials or I'm not going to do modeling.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No.
I mean, you got to pay the bills, you know?
Yeah. And I'm the kind of person, like, even if it's not an ideal job, like, if I don't have anything else to do, I'd rather be doing that than doing nothing.
Than nothing at all.
So, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. You got a good work ethic. Do you think you got it at home from your parents?
I do.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I like to think that some of it is just, you know, nature. Like, that I was kind of born like that, because I've always... you know, I've always been very ambitious. Like, even when I was in school, I, like, wanted to be top of my class. And, you know, I wanted to go somewhere good to college. And, you know, I wanted to win this or achieve that.
Are you the first born in your family?
Middle.
The middle, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, some of my, you know, peers that I even grew up with, you know, they just never really had the desire. Like, not that it's worse or anything. It's just, sometimes I even think it's better, to be honest, because it's less pressure. You're not always, like, you know, striving to achieve something that you haven't yet. Maybe they're more content than I am. I don't know. But, yeah, it just seems like from birth that they just were pretty happy being mediocre and just kind of floating.
Yeah.
But not me. And I do think a lot of it does come from how I was raised. My dad, you know, gets up at like 4 o'clock every morning and starts all the employee list and, you know, and he's always been like that. And my mom has a great work ethic too. I mean, she was a teacher and counselor for years and, yeah, so that was a good example for me.
Cool. Well, there goes our guest exactly on time.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, and we're going to be joined by Lisa now. Lisa, are you with us this morning?
Hello.
Hi, good Lisa. Morning. Lisa Vitrone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. How are you, Lisa?
I'm very good. How are you?
We're great. You're calling us from New York, right?
Yes. I'm so happy I got the time right, because I'm not very good with the time zone.
I know. We had a time issue earlier this week with someone from Australia, and we forgot to tell him that we moved our clock.
Daylight saving.
Yeah, so he called into the wrong show. But
that's too complicated. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is great. We've been planning this for a while, and finally we get you on the line here. Let's introduce you. You're a musician, a singer. Are you a solo singer? Do you have a band? How does it work?
So I'm in a bunch of stuff right now. So I do my original and solo stuff. I have a guitarist who accompanies me, my friend. So I do that. That's like a bar thing. And then I'm also in
Hold on just a second, Lisa. Lisa, it's hard to understand what you're saying. I think it's the phone line. Right, Kelsey? Is it hard to understand?
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of like you're cutting out a little bit, and it's hard to make out what you're saying. I'll tell you what, Lisa. Let's try and get another line. Can you call us right back on the same number?
Yeah, of course. Do you want me to call from a different phone?
If you can, that'd be awesome.
Okay, let me call on my house phone.
That'd be great. Sure.
Thank you, Lisa. We'll talk to you right now. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Lisa Vetrone. She's called from New York, a beautiful young singer, and they contacted me, and she's got a new EP, I guess.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I guess today they call them that, but they don't really print them anymore. It's all digital now.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. But it's cool because now you can play their music anywhere, you know? And
right.
Yeah, so it works out. Lisa?
Hello?
Yeah, Lisa?
Hello, is this better?
Much better.
Oh, much better, yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great, good.
So let's go back to the question. So I asked you if you're a solo or do you have a band. How do you manage to do this? I know usually somebody has to have a band, but sometimes they change the musicians and everything. So tell us how your situation is.
So I play with my guitarist, Jordan. We just do acoustic shows sometimes. And then I'm also in a 60s tribute band.
Oh,
so
how fun.
Like,
I love that.
You know, my big band. Yeah, it's so much fun. I love it. We have the best time. And then I'm trying to get my own, like, full band together because it's nice to have, like, a full band behind you. Like, acoustic is fun, but, like, it's really fun to have a full band. And then I'm also in a trio. So I've got a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, it
very
sounds
cool.
Like it.
And you're young. I mean, you're 22 years old. What's attracted you to 60s and 70s music?
Well, I always listened to it growing up. Like, I didn't listen to much else because that's what my parents had playing. And my grandparents used to play jazz, so I listened to even, like, older music. And then it just kind of stuck with me, and that's where I, like, you know, like, I fell in love with that music, and I feel like that's who I am. So that really influences my own music. And when the drummer in Just 60s was a teacher at my high school, and I didn't have him, but he had seen me sing, and he was like, oh, my God, like, she needs to be in the band, because I was like, you know, in that I wear those clothes, and that's just my everyday who I am. So, you know, after a show, people will come up to me, and they'll be like, where do you get your costumes? And I'm like, this is not a costume. This is my everyday clothing.
That's so cute. Oh, my gosh.
So I imagine you were interested in making music early on in your life. So you play the guitar?
I do, but not well. I play the piano. I taught myself the piano when I was younger.
Oh,
and
really?
I have been, like, ongoing trying to teach myself the guitar, getting guitar lessons. I bought a new guitar, and, like, Jordan plays it more than I do. Like, I am trying, but it's just not. I think my hands are too small. I know that's an excuse, but I think it's true.
Well, no, I mean, if there's no instant connection with it, then there isn't. But are you close with the piano?
Yes. I love playing the piano, but I don't play it often when I'm performing because I like to move around. I don't like to be tied to an instrument.
Right, yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. So, Lisa, I lined up one of your songs, Heavy Love, and perhaps we should play a little bit of it so we and the audience can get an idea of what your music, what your voice is like. So,
cool.
So yeah, so let us play a couple minutes of Heavy Love, Lisa Vetrone, right here on our show.
Free, chained to your honey, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure, I stopped it in the middle, but what a song, man. So bluesy and definitely 70s stuff, like Janis Joplin type of thing, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, that's my girl.
A lot of soul into this, you know? Did you write the song yourself?
Yeah, I wrote all of the songs myself.
Wow. Very talented. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is my mic on?
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been silenced.
I know. I'm like, what's going on?
She's sick of the song. She just left the studio now.
It's beautiful. Oh, my God. I just followed you on Instagram. I'm like...
Oh, thank you. Yay.
Very cool. So you just released a new EP, right? How many songs do you have on it? How many songs?
So there's 5 songs. 3 of them are like, you know, full band songs, and there's 2 acoustic bonus tracks.
Nice. And let's see, what's the song 1969, what's that about? It was a revolutionary year.
It's kind of like a love song to the 60s. It's, you know, it has a bunch of album titles and references and just like imagining a relationship in that time rather than the one we're living in now.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah. You sound like an old soul to me.
My like tagline, the band, each of us has like an introductory line, and mine is, she was born 50 years too late.
It's actually a good thing because you're keeping the music alive, you know? I mean, among all the Bieber's.
That's my favorite era, actually, I think, the 60s for music.
Really?
It's the best one. Yeah. Oh, my God.
60s and 70s. For me, the 70s have been more influential because that's when I was actually a teenager growing up on that music.
Uh-huh.
But the 60s is when I spent the first decade of my life, so I didn't understand music that much. But but I have to agree. I mean, the 60s is when rock and roll was born, and 1969 was definitely a revolutionary year. We landed on the moon, and a lot of stuff happened that year, so... very cool, very astute of you. We're talking to Lisa Vetrone. She's calling us from New York. Where in New York are you? In New York City?
I'm on Long Island, so it's about 45 minutes from the city.
Right, Long Island. Might as well say New York City, right? Yeah. Lisa, is that where you grew up, or did you move there from somewhere else?
No, I grew up here. I moved to the city for a few years to go to school, but then I came back home because it's too expensive. So
expensive, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have a younger brother. It's his birthday on Sunday, so he's going to be 17, and I can't even think about it.
Why?
Because I just turned 22, and I'm having, like, a quarter-life crisis, so the fact that my, like, baby brother is going to be 17, like, getting his license, I first stay off the road. Second of all, I'm terrified.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wait till you actually hit the quarter-life these days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, don't even say it.
Do you know how ridiculous you guys sound right now? You guys are like in your 20s and like I'm going through a crisis. I mean, what am I supposed to say for crying out loud? I'd give anything to be 22 again. Believe me, enjoy yourself. This is a time where you actually grow and flourish, you know, so, and you're making it evident, I think, with your music. Where can people find your music, Lisa, if they want to listen and purchase?
So it's on Bandcamp, but you can go to my website, lisavetrone.com, and click on music, and it's there. So, yeah, and on Facebook, too, I'm Lisa Vetrone Music.
Cool. I mean, I love this music. Now, on Bandcamp, I have the Heavy Love lined up, but can we listen to all of them here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's listen to 1969. I'm curious as to the lyrics and the music of the song. So let's check this out. Wow, this is totally like 70s music, you know?
Yeah.
Escape from who we are, we are.
Lisa, I love this music, I'm telling you, and your voice is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Of course. No, I really, and you know, I mean, I'm pretty picky with my music and stuff, but I can totally relate to this, you know, and I think you're singing to several generations here. It's not just the young people, but I think you can definitely endear yourself on the older crowd too, you know. So that's
I think it's more the older crowd, honestly. Right. I think my generation wants nothing to do with me. It's okay. They will one day.
Right, right. So those of you wanting to get more of this music, find Lisa Vetrone on, I'm sure if you Google her, you'll find her everywhere. Also on bandcamp.com. So just enter lisavetrone.bandcamp.com. And you can find it there. You can buy them inexpensively. And I like this music. I mean, I could listen to it a lot, you know. Now, let me ask you this. You're a new artist and everything. But, you know, obviously you can try and earn a little income from selling your music. But, I mean, what happens, like, when you have something like Spotify? Do you have a dilemma? Do you have to decide, do I want to give away my music or actually, you know, and actually reach a larger audience? Or do you go for the trade-off and say, you know what, I'll try to recover a couple bucks, but I'll keep it away from Spotify? How does it work for you?
I mean, it's pretty difficult because obviously you do want to reach a larger audience, but I don't really like the way that Spotify treats artists. Like, I'm not on it.
Yeah.
I use it sometimes, but I have records, so I usually just use those. But I think that, you know, it took me a while to realize that I should be selling my music. I used to give it away, and you can listen to it a certain amount of times before you buy it. Which I think is a cool thing that Bandcamp does, but you know, it's work. It's an art and it's fun, but it is work and it takes a lot of me to like, produce it and do it. So yeah, it's worth money. And I used to, you know, want to just perform anywhere too for free just because I wanted to get out there, but it is a lot of work that goes into it and you should be compensated because not everybody can do it.
Not just that, but I mean, nobody should have to work for free, you know. And just because you do something you love, it doesn't mean it has to stay a hobby. You know, you make a business out of it. You don't have to apologize for wanting to earn a little, you know, make a little living off of your music, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. So, and I always think about the second Batman movie, like Heath Ledger says something like, if you're good at something, don't do it for free. And it's true. It's true.
Yeah, exactly. And especially with music, you know, you have you know, your voice is your voice, your music is your music, and nobody can take that away from you, you know. So that's what you offer.
Definitely.
It's not just another artist, but people are particular in their music, you know. They want certain things. And you know, most artists in your age are like the Taylor Swifts of the world, you know, and the Justin Biebers and stuff. And I can't relate to it, but I totally can relate to this music, you know. So,
thank you.
Very cool, yeah. Definitely, like I said, an old soul. I mean, you're not new to this, to life, you know, I can tell. You've done it a couple times. She's done life a couple times.
Right.
Yeah. So, Lisa Vetrone, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us where people can find you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Where can people find you? Instagram, all that stuff. Go ahead.
Everything is my name. So it's Instagram is just @LisaVetrone. Twitter, same thing. Facebook is Lisa Vetrone Music. And my website is lisavetrone.com.
There you go. And then you can have the links to everywhere. So you can see her on YouTube and everything. I can't wait for the end of the show. I'm going to listen to some more of your music. And I'll be glad to buy some of that, of course, and put it on my iPhone. I use Spotify, I'll be honest with you, because I don't have the time to start collecting songs, but I understand the dilemma that artists have, you know, and it's a big dilemma as to whether to do that or not, you know, but at the same time, You know, Lisa, I think eventually you realize also, or you may realize that maybe it would be a good thing because you do get the huge exposure from Spotify. So maybe, you know, if you add up the half pennies, maybe it add up to something. But who knows? I just wish you really all the best. Get as many sales as you can. You know, be out there. Get exposure for your music. Just give people a little taste of it.
Yeah.
And you suck them in, you know? I mean, it's simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we salute you, and we definitely think you're at a level more than just an amateur. So I know you're going to do very well. Everybody, check out lisavitrone.com. Check out the music again, 1969, Heavy Love. And there's also all the lyrics and everything on there as well. So,
definitely.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, so do you tour at all? Maybe, probably in your area more, right?
It's definitely in my area for now, but mm-hmm. I'm waiting till Jordan gets out of school, and then I'm going to kidnap him and make him come around the country with me because I want him to be playing everywhere, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great.
But for right now, we're in a lot of the New York area. You can find that schedule on my website if anybody's planning a trip. For right now. But hopefully I'll be able to, you know.
Exactly. Start touring to other cities and stuff. Well, if you're in L.A., you're always welcome here, and you can play live for us.
Yeah.
You know. And,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, and I don't know when I'll get to New York again, but at any rate, at least that's the nice thing about music is that it can get people closer without having to be there, you know, so.
Yeah.
Awesome. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Much success
and all the
best to you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You see, that's the thing. Another young person, you know, going after their dream.
I love it.
Right?
I love her music, too.
I know. It's really cool.
I particularly like the first song.
The first song was good,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
That Janis Joplin type
of song. Oh, gosh. The beats, the melody, everything was just beautiful.
See, to me, that's refreshing. I didn't expect this kind of music
me
from
neither.
A 22-year-old.
Me
know?
Neither.
Right. But that's amazing. That's why I say, I mean, people in their 20s, your generation, are so mature, you know?
I'm like, how is
it's
she not famous?
To me. Yeah.
Like, I love her stuff.
Well, she just started. Give her some time.
Well, I guess, but gosh, come on, America.
No, but that's the point, is that there are so many people competing for the same thing, just like we were talking before.
Yeah, no, I know.
In acting, in Hollywood. Music is the same thing, you know. There's a lot of great musicians out there, but, you know, who's got the time to start discovering the new ones?
Right.
That's why I like on Spotify, they give you, like, music that you can discover, you know. Which
yeah,
is nice.
And, you know, it's
suggestions.
It's like what our Oscar-nominated producer friend said the other day who came on. You know, he was like, there's so many talented people. Like, just because you don't know their name or whatever doesn't mean that they're any less talented than
exactly.
someone else that you know. And it's so true. It's just a matter of opportunity and
right.
a little bit of luck. So
yeah, exactly. Or, you know, or anything. It's just like... Like when they say, like, what do they name Ryan Reynolds as the father of the year or something? I mean, there's fathers there out there, I'm sure, better than him that nobody knows.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
So, and the same thing with, like, the man of the year, woman of the year, you know, Miss Universe, the beauty. These are only the people we know about.
Right.
You know, I mean, how many people are not known that may be even more beautiful?
Oh, of course.
More talented, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, but actually when you realize that the cream rises to the top, you know, and that's how you discover all the talented people.
Yeah. And
sports, too.
Yeah, and you know, inevitably... Something will happen if you stay at it long enough.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly, yeah, because you focus. You know, the thing is, I learned one thing about business and life in general is you got to focus. And what you mean by that, I mean, you can hear it a lot, but some people don't understand what it means to focus. Let me give you an example. When you have like an ambient light, like the fluorescent we have here, it lights everything pretty evenly and softly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you take light and you really focus it and you concentrate it, you get laser. And laser, you can actually penetrate through materials. That's how strong and how powerful focus is, you know. So you take this ambient light, you put it into like a very little dot almost, and you can cut through things. And that's what I'm saying with focus is the same thing. Don't be all over the place. Focus on one thing and go for it all the way. And if you focus on it all the time, how can you not reach it, you know? And that's why I'm wondering when I ask myself, how come I'm not rich, you know? And a lot of people that I know that I think should be rich are not. I realize that it's about priorities. Maybe because I'm not chasing money 24/7.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, obviously in order to earn money, you have to be after it all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The same with women too. I don't spend too much time after being after women. I need to do that too, you know?
Right.
It's not going to come to me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Unless you're someone like me who got an email from someone you met the previous night, and I got another email from her.
Yay!
Yeah, but it was totally like, okay, so I got two from her. I sent the one back, forget about it. This one I offered to take her out to dinner, never heard back from her, and that's probably the end of it. But the question is, why did she bother in the first place?
I know.
Right? So did I say something that turned her off? I don't think so. I mean, what did I say?
I don't think
No. I mean, look, the second email she sent had really nothing to do with her or me. It just, she said she had met some ex-boyfriend or something, and she was nice to him and all that, and she believes you should be nice to people you know. And I'm like, well, yeah, well, you know. And then she asked, well, did you enjoy the show? So I told her I did. Mm-hmm. And
that's the thing, though. You know, you just never know what's happening in somebody else's world.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, her ex-boyfriend might have called her a couple days ago and been like, let's get together, back together.
That's true, right?
You know, things happen. And,
right.
And that's how I feel, too, because I feel terrible just rejecting all these guys all the time.
I know. I can imagine. My God.
And, you know, I just wish that they would understand. And, you know, sometimes I do take the easy road out and I just don't reply.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I know is shitty, but I don't know.
You don't have a choice. I mean, what are you going to reply to every guy?
I mean, you know.
You'd need a secretary for that.
I know. And sometimes, you know, I'll get like a text message. Oh, well, I don't know what happened. I don't know why you're not writing me back. Like, I hope I didn't offend you and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you didn't offend me. It's just that, you know, I'm attached right now and I just don't want to get into it with like, you know, right. What am I going to say?
Right.
So, anyways.
You're right. Yeah. I know. That's why I don't push, you know. It's like the ball is in her court. If she wants, she knows where to find me, right?
Exactly.
I mean, what if they expect you to show you're persistent by actually playing a game of not responding, then I'm not interested, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't imagine she'd been too busy for that, but to check an email from me. But
No. There's really no such thing as too busy to be
right,
honest.
Exactly.
I mean, if there's something, I've noticed even with myself, because sometimes I'll tell myself, like, God, I was just so busy to, like, get back to them or whatever. But even subconsciously, like, that wasn't a priority.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Because if it is, man, if you want to be with that person, man, you got to pick up the phone the first minute you can.
Yeah.
Right?
And, you know, and sometimes even I don't realize it until later. And then I realize that deep down, like, I didn't really want that job or I didn't really want to be with that person or whatever. Because if I really do, I'm, like, on it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's why you always have to judge people based on their actions and not on what they say, you know.
That's true.
Because action, that shows what you believe in and what you are. You know, what makes you a person, you know, is your actions, what you do with yourself. So, yeah, you know.
So, anyways, if I don't reply, like, I'm not talking about just right now in my life. I'm talking about, like, throughout the years. Like, maybe I was attached at the time, or maybe I was, you know, not in the right place, or I was, you know, there are just so many reasons. And so it usually actually doesn't have to do with the other person.
Yeah. I know. Well, yeah, but sometimes it's still hard to accept, you know?
Yeah.
It is. I mean,
no, it is.
So I wasn't flat out rejected here, but it also, like, got my hopes up, you know? It's like, why do you bother if you're not going to follow through on it, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, even if it's true and what you said is true and she had this thing with a boyfriend and stuff, kind of put closure to it. You know, I mean, you don't just ignore someone after you went back and forth a couple times. And she didn't have to write to me. That's the point. But she took out the time to do it and to apologize for having to run. So I don't know what's going on, man. Maybe she just been listening to the show and realizing, I don't want to be featured on this show. I don't want my relationship to be on the radio.
Or
all the time.
There is something. Maybe she actually did feel bad about not saying bye.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And just wanted to say, like.
You think that was it, right?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Because that's happened to me a couple times. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, God, I was so rude. Like, I didn't mean to just run off, you know?
Yeah.
So that could be.
Okay, that could be it. Maybe I read too much into it. I don't know. But I just thought that. Yeah, I mean, everybody I tell this to is saying, oh, so she's interested, you know. She also answered the email and everything. You know, after I told her, I deeply enjoyed meeting her, even briefly, you know. So we'll see. Anyway, I got to move on and continue going to these events. I think that's the best place to meet singles, you know.
It is, because everybody's there for the same reason.
Exactly. They all. It's like they don't have to feel bad if they're there by themselves or whatever. Some people choose to come to these places without anybody, you know, so they're more available.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I didn't think any ill of her because she was there alone, you know. I mean, to me, it was like perfect.
Yeah.
You know. So I guess sometimes I can go, but I don't have to. There's always somebody that wants to go. So that's what I'm going to do. Hopefully we'll be more successful in the future. That's the thing. It was cut so short. I didn't have any time to really spend with anybody, you know?
And right.
So then we had to be outside the bar, and we tried with a couple of different girls, and nothing came out of it. Like when... One set of girls, it's like, so, okay, so we're going to have a girls' night. You're like, yeah, go and fuck each other, man. Leave us alone, god damn it. You know, don't tell me stories. And the other one's the boyfriend's story. So, okay, so, I mean, look, it happens, you know. Look, I mean, I have to admit this. Let's be honest, okay? We were, like, talking to... Chicks in their 20s. I'm a 55-year-old, and he's a black man, okay?
Uh-huh.
Not exactly your, like, top popular catches for white women, okay, in their 20s. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the truth. We have to call it as it is. So, yeah. Yesterday, I was on Mother Love Show, and we sat and talked politics for an hour
with
our husband. So the three of us, we sat here, and we actually talked about some deep questions like race and things like
that.
Really? Yeah. They're black, and, you know, and I'm not. So we had this, and, you know, she's like, she says, you don't know what it's like being a black man. And I said, you're right, I don't.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, I thought, you know, I mean, there's a lot we didn't cover. But I felt also that she... I mean, she claims that people don't like Obama because of his race.
Oh, come on.
And I told her, I said, look, I said, blacks are like 13% of the population. So obviously a lot of whites had to vote for him as well. How does that show any racism? If a black man is finally elected in America, I think that shows we're the least racist now.
Yeah.
So what the hell is the problem? So we started getting into that and all that, and it's pretty interesting. If you guys want to catch yesterday's show, that was, what was yesterday, March 16th, on Mother Love Show, and you can catch me there. A very interesting conversation, actually. So, yeah, I've been getting up on crashing shows, let's say. And talking about politics and stuff.
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it is, you know, so it's fun. But and sometimes, like last night, a few of us from here went to dinner. Sometimes we do that.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, so that's really cool. You know, you get to meet people and get to know more about them and stuff. So I just love this place. I love all the people we have, you know.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So listen, what I decided to do is plan a party that's going to encompass the station, of course. So it'll be mostly for that. But it's going to celebrate, because look, in May, I'm going to have my birthday.
Yay.
And then June, early June is 40 years of being in the United States. It's exactly 40 years ago.
No way. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So I
got
to celebrate that. You know?
Yeah, no, you have to.
I never celebrated any length of time that I've been here. But I think 40 years,
That's a good run.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's most of my life, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I feel more American than I do Israeli if I had to really, if I really had to think about it.
Yeah. You know? Oh, of course.
And I'm, you know, I'm loyal to both, and I'm glad that both these countries are very close allies, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm at a place where I want to be, and I'm happy, and that's that, you know?
Good.
So, well, that's it for today, folks. Let's thank Lisa Vitrone for calling in. Get her music, folks. Let's help young musicians really make it.
Yeah.
Go to bandcamp.com. And look up Lisa Vitrone, V-E-T-R-O-N-E, and get her music. I'm going to do it, you know. I love the music. I love the music. And look, each track is like, one is 50 cents, one is like $3.
I know, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, just pull out your credit card and let's help them.
I mean, instead of getting a Starbucks, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Get a song.
Yeah, you can get 5 songs for the price of a Starbucks. Are you kidding me? And help people out, man. In the name of music, I salute them.
Yes.
All right, Kelsey. Well, that's it for today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to have a dating expert who's also a makeover woman.
Yay!
And she takes people and make them look 100% better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
200% better. We don't need that, let's say. Okay, but some people do. I remember sometimes I would sit in college and I would see some of the really dorky looking people and they'd say, could I do a makeover on this person? I mean, do they really have to look that bad and ugly, you know? There's things you can do for them.
Yes.
People don't know how to take care of themselves, you know, and I realized that. I said, you know what? It's not true that all older women are not attractive. Many of them are because they know how to put themselves together.
Yeah.
And even when society doesn't appreciate heavy women, some of them wear it well because they know how to be sexy, they know how to seduce, and they know how to capture with their personality.
Yeah,
everything,
that's,
you know,
so true.
So you gotta make the best with what you have, you know. And on that note, folks, have a great day. Kelsey,
yes.
Try not to work too much, okay?
I'm sleeping.
I can't have you working here like a zombie.
I know.
But I totally appreciate you coming here, even though you're tired.
Of course, of course.
All right. So, everybody, thank you all for always listening. We truly appreciate that.
Yes.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.